EX Work 2. Are public smoking bans an effective way to reduce people's exposure to dangerous cancer-causing toxins? Or are they just a drain on the economy? Smokers' advocacy groups would like us to believe the latter. But research out of Canada, a country where smoking is restricted in many areas, points the other way. It's well established that smoking is bad for one's health. But it is not only smokers who suffer as a result of this habit. Others around them are exposed to dangerous levels of toxins. In fact, only one-third of the smoke from a cigarette is inhaled by the smoker. The remainder floats into the air around the smoker. There are more than 4,000 chemical compounds in cigarette smoke, and 50 of these compounds are related to the development of cancer. Research shows that food service workers in restaurants, bars, and casinos where smoking is not banned have higher rates of lung cancer than the general public. Children of smokers are also especially at risk of illness. They absorb higher amounts of smoke than adults in proportion to their small bodies. These children are about 75% more likely to develop illnesses such as asthma. They also have a 22% increased risk of brain tumors and a 200% increased risk of other cancerous tumors. With all of this evidence of the dangers of smoking, it may seem sensible to regulate it very strictly. But there has been much reluctance from the tobacco lobby and from restaurants, bars, and other entertainment businesses fearing a decrease in sales. While the concerns about declines in sales may be justified for the tobacco companies, the economic impact on bars and restaurants in parts of Canada where public smoking is banned has been contrary to what many feared. After an initial dip immediately after the bans were implemented, business returned to normal, and in some cases, for example in the cities of Ottawa and Victoria, even increased. Polls suggest that people who were avoiding smoky bars and restaurants before the bans found going out much more pleasant afterwards. It's not only the non-smoking customers and staff who are feeling a positive effect. Business owners are saving money on cleaning and insurance costs. The risk of fire and damage to equipment and furniture are reduced as well. It's not only Canada where smoking bans have been welcomed by the public and ultimately successful for businesses as well. Ireland, Uruguay, Norway, Hong Kong, Finland, and the UK all have sweeping bans on smoking in enclosed public spaces that include restaurants, bars, and nightclubs. Similar state or municipal-level laws exist in New York City and California, USA, and Queensland, Australia. However, nowhere has a ban been taken as far as in the country of Bhutan. In late 2004, the sale of all tobacco products became illegal, and in early 2005, smoking was banned entirely. Only time will tell if other nations follow this path, or if their citizens will continue harming the health of themselves and others.